Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Avishai and Elishava Newman, Lezuchus Erefua Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freda, Yishav Erefua Shalema Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank Avishai and Elishava very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to continue to discuss Ibur Hashanah. Specifically, we're going to start with the notion that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah should be done at day, not only should be done at day, but must be done at day, and they're invalid if they're done at night. Then we're going to bring a raya that we can't be ma'aber a year during a famine time. During years of famine, it's only going to cause undue stress on people to be ma'aber the shana, because being ma'aber the shana means you have to wait another month until the chadash is mutter. So until all the new grains are mutter, that would be a terrible thing to do to people during famine. The Gemara is going to discuss that you can't be ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah. Not only are you not supposed to be ma'aber the shana before Rosh Hashanah, but if one is ma'aber the shana before Rosh Hashanah, it's invalid. It doesn't work to be ma'aber the shana before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is going to give other motivations that they might want to be ma'aber the shana on account of that can work and can't work. Whether the considerations are because of tumah or because of other things. And the Gemara is going to again, the entire daf is pretty much about ibur Hashanah and what the limitations are, when we are allowed to do it, when we're not allowed to do it during Chodesh Adar. How late during Chodesh Adar can you still do it? What if it's the 30th day of Adar? It's a day that could have already been Nisan. Can you still be Ma'aber the Shana? So it's a lot about Ibur Hashanah today. So let's begin. Tanur Rabbanan, about 8 lines before the end of the page, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashanah Ela Beyom. That a person, I'm sorry, we're not up to there yet. We are at the Tanur Rabbanan before that. We're at Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'aber Nes Hashanah Ela Beyom. I think that that we were discussing, we were talking about that there are three aratzos for Ibur Hashanah, and one of the, there's Yehuda, Ivar Yardin, Galil, and only when the majority of those three require Ibur Hashanah are we ma'aber. So Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashanah Ela B'Yehuda. Ibur Hashanah is only done in Yehuda. V'yimibruah B'Galil Mu'baris. But if they are ma'aber the Hashanah in Galil, it works as well. Hayid Chananya Ish Ono Im Ibruah B'Galil Eino Mu'baris. But Chananya Yishono disagrees. He says, not only lichadchila are we ma'aber the shana in Yehuda, but it's ma'akev b'di'eved. If we're ma'aber the shana in Galil, it doesn't work. Why would it be ma'akev b'di'eved that it doesn't even work to be ma'aber the shana in Galil? Amarkra l'shichno sidrashu uvas hashama. And we darshan kol drisha shatadoresh lo yu ela b'shichno shel makom. That any drisha shatadoresh, any asifus bezdin of Ibur Hashanah, that's what we assume means drisha shatadoresh, should only be in the neighborhood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which is in Eretz Yehuda, because Yerushalayim is the neighborhood of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the halacha is, if a person is roa Beis HaMikdash per Chorbano, the halacha is one teres kriya. So that clearly, that halacha is clearly a din in avelus over the Chorban HaBayis. There is another halacha that if a person sees Are Yehuda b'chorbanan, so he also tears kriya, but the achronim are not sure. What is the nature of that kriya? Is that kriya b'taras avelus on the churban and the loss of Malchus Yisrael in Eretz Yehuda was the ikar of Malchus Yisrael, and therefore with the churban came the loss of Malchus Yisrael, and we're being ma'abel, misabel on that by tearing kriya? Or is it that that Eretz Yehuda has its own special status of being Shecheino Shel Makom, that it's the neighborhood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as the neighborhood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of the Chorban HaBayis, and that's based on our Gemara, that Chanan Yishono says, Imibro B'Galil Einamu Beres, based on the Shechno Sidrashu. So Nafkamina would be, Rav Shachter points out in Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon, Simon Yilches, there would be significant Nafkaminas between these two understandings of why we tear Kriya on Arei Yehuda. What if Arei Yehuda are Tachas Shilton Yisrael? What if there's a Jewish government controlling the Arei Yehuda. Not what if, we have a Jewish government controlling Arei Yehuda. Should there still be Kriya on Arei Yehuda? Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt yet though. So you still have a Chorban HaBayis, but you have Shilton Yisrael, you have a Jewish government. According to the Bach, that the Kriya on Arei Yehuda Bar Chabad is B'Taras HaVelos on the loss of Malchus Yisrael, so then the Bach L'Shitaso, as quoted by the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and many other poskim, says that when Arei Yehuda are controlled by a Jewish government, there's nothing to tear Kriya on anymore, and therefore we no longer tear Kriya on Arei Yehuda. But if you say like the Svara of the Levush, who holds that the idea of Kriya on Arei Yehuda is based on Avelus on the Churban HaMikdash, what does Arei Yehuda have to do with the Churban HaMikdash? It's Shcheino Shel Makom, it's the neighbor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the neighbor of the Mikdash, and therefore its proximity to the Mikdash is the reason that we tear Kriya on Arei Yehuda. So then there's certainly room to say that so long as we don't have a Mikdash, the Mikdash is still B'Chorbano, even though Arei Yehuda are Tachas Shilton Yisrael, they may be under Jewish control, it's still going to, the Chavas Kriya is still going to exist because of the Chorban HaBayis. So that would be Nafkamina in terms of how we understand the Kriya on Arei Yehuda. But it relates to this Gemara, it relates exactly to this idea of Shichno Shel Makom, that maybe that's the Mechayev of Kriya on Arei Yehuda. Okay, says Gemara further. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abr Nesashana El Beyom, V'mibro B'layla Ein Mu'beres. You can only be Ma'abr Shana during the daytime. If they did it during the nighttime, doesn't work. V'ein Mekadish Nesachodesh El Beyom, V'mkichu B'layla Ein Mu'kudash. You can only be Mekadish the Chodesh during the daytime. If they do it at nighttime, it does not work. Amar Abiyabba Mikra, where do we have a pasuk that indicates that doing these things, Kiddush HaChodesh at night, would be problematic, and Ibur HaShana at night would be problematic, because the pasuk says, Tikuv HaChodesh Shofar B'Kesa L'Yom Chagenu, that we blow the shofar on a chag that falls during a time that the moon is covered up. Ezu Chag Shachodesh Mischasebo, what is the chag during which the moon is not exposed? Haviyomer Zerosh Hashanah. It's the only yontif on the Jewish calendar where it's at the very beginning of the month, at the time that the moon is not yet visible. So therefore, Ksivan, the pasuk goes on to Kichok Yisraelu Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. The chot that Pnei Yisrael do on that chag, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, has a din of a mishpat. Ma mishpat bayom, just like mishpat when you deal with a case in Beis Din. Beis Din is only done bayom. Av Kiddush HaChodesh bayom. So we darshan that the same is true when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, that it's going to be Bayom. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said two dinim. You can only be Ma'abr L'Shana Bayom, you can only be Mekadesh L'Chodesh Bayom. The Gemara says, how do I know this? And it gives me a drush of how I know that you can only be Mekadesh L'Chodesh Bayom. But it never goes back to discuss how I know that you can only be Ma'abr L'Shana Bayom. So the Yad Ramah writes that from this very same pasuk we can learn about Ibur HaShana as well. Because Kviyus HaChadashim is Talui on Ibur HaShana. When Beis Din is Ma'abr the Shana, all of the Chadashim are displaced. They all have to shift around. So since we learn from this pasuk that you can only be Mekadesh the Chodesh Biyom, Mimela, you can only be Ma'abr the Shana Biyom, because they're so directly connected to each other that the halachos have to be the same from one to the other. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abr Nes Hashana Bishnei Ravon. During years of famine, we're not allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana. Because if the grain runs out and people cannot yet eat the new grain, Chadash only becomes Mutter on the second day of Pesach. So you have to wait through two Adars until the Chadash becomes Mutter. That's going to cause undue hardship, and we don't want to allow that to happen. That's apparently the Chashash, that the Tvua Chadash is going to be Aser for too long. That's how Rashi writes in the the grain runs out and they need to eat from the Chadash. Rabbeinu Chananel sounds like he says that the Chashash is that the old grain is going to become very expensive because people are going to figure out how much time they have until they can gather in the Tvua Chadasha to the Goren, and based on that they set the prices of the current Tvua. And if you're Ma'abr the Shana, it's going to add another month to that Cheshbon, and therefore the grain is going to become more expensive. expensive. So it's not about a lack of grain, it is about the price of the current grain, which l'chara is one and the same, meaning that's economics, that's supply and demand. The only reason the grain is going to be expensive is because there isn't very much of it. The Adramah writes that some Farshim say that we're not ma'abed shana b'shnei b'tzaras, so it's not yavol lidei takala. Well, what does it mean not yavol lidei takala? Meaning it's not that we're concerned people are going to die, we're concerned people are going to eat the chadash. We're afraid that they're going to violate the aveira. It's a religious reason that we're concerned about, as opposed to a health reason of making sure that people have food to eat. Okay, says the Gemara further. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, v'ish ba mi bal shlisha. Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim Beis, v'ish ba mi bal shlisha v'yavei li'ish elokim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sa'orim. That a person comes from a place called Bal Shlisha, and he brings to Elisha and his Talmud 20 kikaros of bread, 20 loaves of bread that are made from barley that just had become, were just mevaker at that time, that just had become ready at that time. There is no part of Eretz Yisrael that the grain ripens more quickly than in this place called Bal Shlisha. And nevertheless, at this point, only one min of grain, only one type of grain, only the barley had become ripened. Shema tomer chitim, and you say, oh, only one min. It must have been that it was the wheat that was mevaker, which is the latest grain usually to ripen. Tamalomar saorim. That's why it specifically says saorim, which normally is the earliest and the quickest to ripen. V'shema tomer lefneha omer, unless you say that at the time this was before the hakrava of the omer, and that's why nothing had fully ripened yet. Talmud Omar, Tein La'am V'yochlu, that Elisha said to his Mishares that he should take from this barley and give to the Talmidim that are there and they should eat it. Achara Omer Haya. So you see that this must have been after the Karban Omer, because if it was before the Karban Omer, he would not have been allowed to eat it. It would have been a violation of the Isra of Chadash. So you see, even though it was after the Omer, the Chitim, the wheat, had still not yet ripened. Emer Me'ata, Ru'uya Haysa Osashana Shetasaber. So obviously what you see from there is that this is a year that would have been a prime candidate to make an Ibra Shana, that they should have added an extra month to give the grain more time to ripen. That's what we were talking about yesterday. Mipnei Ha'aviv. Mipnei Ha'aviv means this, to make sure that the grain is ripened, to give the grain extra time to ripen before the Karban Omer. Ma lo Ibra Elisha. So why Taka was Elisha not Ma'aber the Shana? Sheshnas Betzora Saisa. Because it was a year of famine. Vaya Kol Ratzon Lebeis Granos, and everyone was going to the Beis HaGranos to eat from the Tevuah Chadasha, so he didn't want to be Marber the Shana. And like we said from Rashi before, when you're Marber the Shana in a year of famine, it's going to cause undue hardship because people are not going to be able to eat the Tevuah Chadasha yet. So this it would have been a perfect year to be Marber the Shana, if not for the fact that people were starving, and therefore they couldn't be Ma'abed the Shana. Now it's interesting, the Gemara assumes that Elisha was not Ma'abed the Shana. All we see from the story is that nothing had ripened yet. Maybe despite his best efforts, nothing had ripened yet. Maybe he was Ma'abed the Shana and still nothing had ripened yet. So there's a Tosfos, Dibra Maslam Lipnei, says, Vim Tom, Nalan de lo Ibra, Vieshlomer dim Isa de Ibra, Yev Shashloim Otsin, Mekamamin, and Achara Omer. Can't be that if he was actually Ma'abed the Shana, that you wouldn't have had a number of minim that would have been ripened at that point in time. It just wouldn't happen if you give it the whole extra month. The Marsha points out that based on this, we could answer another kasha, that l'chora, maybe Elisha was not ma'abar the shana because the previous years were shanas mu'baros, and we're about to see in the Gemara that you're not allowed to be ma'abar consecutive years three in a row. So maybe the previous two were both shana mu'baros. But according to Tosfos, to understand, if the previous year was shana mu'baros, it's impossible that they wouldn't have kamaminim shenis bashlu, meaning it's impossible that it won't work. It's got to work. The season has to correct itself. But nevertheless, he says, maybe there's another reason why Elisha was not ma'abir the shana, because the Gemara is also going to say later in today's daf, very soon, that you're not allowed to be ma'abir the shana in shnas ha-shmita or in a motzai shmita. So maybe that it happened to have been a shmita year or a motzai shmita, and that's why Elisha wasn't ma'abir the shana. How do I know? how is this a raya? This pasuk a raya that you're not allowed to be ma'abed the shana during years of famine. Oh, and that's why Elisha didn't do it. There are all sorts of reasons why Elisha might not have been ma'abed the shana. Rosh Hashanah writes that that's why Rashi says shnas betzoros haisa bekroy mishkachasla, meaning the pasuk has to say that it was shnas betzoros to tell me that that was the reason Elisha was not ma'abed the shana. Meaning that otherwise it's unnecessary for the pasuk to go out of its way and mention that it happened to have been shnas betzoros. No, it didn't just happen to be shnas betzoros. The shnas betzoros is the explanation of what exactly is going on over here. Okay, now we're going to again go further in halachos of Ibra Shana. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abed Hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Bazin cannot sit before Rosh Hashanah, let's say at this time of year, and already project forward. You know, people are already projecting forward. How early does Pesach come out this year if I'm going to plan, you know, my vacation, my off days, and whatever? So we're already figuring out. But Bazin can't do that. We could figure out our work calendars or whatever. We could figure out next summer when we're going to take our trips or whatever. We could try to do all that. But Bazin cannot be Ma'abed the Shana based on a cheshbon that they're going to do at this time of year before Rosh Hashanah. Because you have to be choshesh that it might be forgotten by the time Chodesh Adar comes along, and it's going to come to a zilzal in the Yisra of Chametz BePesach. That's how Rashi says. Meaning some people are going to think that Pesach is going to be Chal B'Zman like it is every year, and they're going to see everyone eating Chametz, so they're going to come be Mizalzal in that Yisra as well. Because why are they going to see everyone eating Chametz? Because it's not Pesach. Pesach is a month later, but they're going to come be Mizalzal as well. The Yad Ramah writes that the Chashash is that people are going to say that Bezin was Ma'aber the Chodesh, it was Ma'aber Chodesh Elul, and that's going to be a takala to be Mizalzal in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Meaning if Bezin, it's not that no one's going to know. What do you mean? Adarabah, you have 6 months to 7 months to know if they're Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah. So you can get the word out plenty, you know, it'd be no problem getting the word out. No, the problem is, if you start getting the word out already in Elul, that they've been Ma'aber the Shana, so everyone thinks, oh, they added an extra month to the year, right before Rosh Hashanah. So they're going to assume that the month that they added was an extra Elul. You know, it's not enough time to do tshuva. We need another Elul. We need more Musar. So they added another Elul. And then everyone's going to get Rosh Hashanah wrong. And they're going to get Yom Kippur wrong. And they can get Sukkot wrong. That's going to be the problem. That's how the Yad Ramah says. So we're not Ma'abed the Shana before Rosh Hashanah. And if they did, it doesn't work. But when we have to be choshesh, that Bezin is not going to be able to do Ibra Shana around Chodesh Adar, Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad. We are able to be Ma'aber immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we're concerned that the Dayanim Smuchim are not going to be around, that they're not going to be available. Whatever reason is, we don't think we're going to be able to get the Beis Din together at a later time, so then immediately after Rosh Hashanah we're allowed to do it. Sounds from the Gemara that even B'Shas HaChak it can only be done after Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, the Pasha reading of the Gemara, and that's what the Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. But from Rashi in Dibra Maschal Aval, it sounds like B'Shas HaChak they're allowed to be Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah. It's just that they don't let the Gola know about it. They don't let the people in the Begola know about it until after Rosh Hashanah. So in the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, he explains that they're arguing whether the din that it's also to be Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah is a din min HaTorah. So if it's a din min HaTorah, even B'Shas HaChak you're not allowed to do it, or it's a din midrabanan. It sounded like a din midrabanan, right? The concern that maybe people are going to be Mizalzal and Yantiv. So if it's a din midrabanan, then you understand, like Rashi, that they're allowed to do it B'Shas HaChak before Rosh Hashanah. But they should just still be cautious of what the Rabbanan were concerned about, that if you let the word out too early, people are going to make mistakes. So Vaval Pikain, Ein Ma'abrin Ella Adar. And even so, the only month you're allowed to add to the year is Chodesh Adar, not any other Chodesh. The reason for that is, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, L'Chodesh Shneimasar Hu Chodesh Adar. If Bezin were to be Ma'abr, one of the other months, it will turn out that Adar is not Chodesh Shneimasar. That we have a din that the 12th month of the year has to be Chodesh Adar. 13th month might also be Chodesh Adar, but the 12th month must be Chodesh Adar. If we're Ma'aber any of the if we're Ma'aber by adding a double of any of the other months, then it's not going to be the 12th month of the year. That's what Tosfos writes over here. Of a kol shara chadashim in Ma'aber d'chsev l'chodesh shneimasar Chodesh Adar v'Ma'aber nachas mishara chadashim l'avi Adar shneimasar. Rashi Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Dav Zayin writes that the reason we're only ma'aber chodesh Adar is because the pasuk says shamar is chodesh aviv. That we're ma'aber the chodesh that's samuch la'aviv, that's right near springtime, and that is chodesh Adar, so that the aviv will come bizmano. And Rashi gets that from a mechilta, so a little different than Tosos. Some say entirely different, that the reason that we compare Ibra Hashanah to Ibra Chodesh is just like Ibra Chodesh is Bisofa Shel Chodesh, Ibra Hashanah also has to be Bisofa Shel Shana, meaning the comparison has to be, just like we said before, that they're Tali Zabizah, they both have to be done by Yom, so there are similarities that are supposed to exist between Ibra Hashanah and Ibra Chodesh, and one of those similarities is that they're both supposed to be done at the end of that time period. The Adrama gives another reason, that since Ibra Hashanah is Tali in Aviv and Peros Ilan, and most years we don't know exactly when all that is going to happen, until Adar comes, until it comes close to the season, then we're able to project much better when it's going to happen. So they're misakin, they can only be ma'aber chodesh Adar, so that Beis Din will try to be patient before making that determination. Otherwise, if you're allowed to add any other month, we're afraid Beis Din might jump the gun. They might not be patient enough to make that proper determination. Okay, Vaiter Tanrab, I'm sorry, Aini, ask the Gemara, is that really so? That you're only ma'aber, they're not allowed to be ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah? Vashol chulei l'Rava, the Chacham sent a letter to Rava, and the whole letter was sent by Remiza, so that other people won't be able to understand the letter, because if other people understand the letter, they'll be malshin to the Malchus, though they're gonna tell on the Jewish people to the Malchus, so they had to write the whole letter by Remiza, and the letter said as follows, Zug ba mirekes, a pair of Talmidei Chachamim came from Tveria, Usfaso Nesher, and they were seized by Parsi soldiers, Ubiyadam Dvarim Anasim Biluz, and they were holding in their hands things that are made in a place called Luz. Umaynihu, what was this that they were holding in their hand? Tcheles. They happened to have been holding Tcheles. Bizchus Harachimim Ubizchusam, in the Zchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal Harachimim, and in the Zchus of those Talmidei Chachamim, Yatzu B'Shalom. They managed to escape the hands of the Malchus. And then they said, Vamuse Yerecha Nachshon, the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, who is from the offspring of Nachshon ben Aminadav, who is the first of the Nasiim, Bikshu Lekvoa Nitziv Echad, wanted to add 1 month to the year, meaning to be Ma'arba the Shana, Veloi Nichana Domi Alaz. And Malchus Edom, the evil Malchus Edom, wouldn't allow them to do that. They made a Gzeira of Shmad against them. Aval Bali Asufos, but the Talmidei Chachamim, who are called the Bali Asufos, Nesvu Vekavalo Nitziv Echad. They gathered together and they established another month that they could add to the year, B'yerach Shemespo Aaron HaKohen. And they did that in the month that Aaron HaKohen died. What's the month that Aaron HaKohen died? There are not very many yahrzeits that are recorded in the Torah. This is one, that Aaron HaKohen died in Chodesh Av. So there's our second Daf Yomi coincidence of the day, that in Chodesh Av, Aaron HaKohen died. So what do you see from this letter? That B'shas HaChat, Beis Din is allowed to be Ma'abar the Shana even before Rosh Hashanah. They were Ma'abar already in Chodesh Av. They were already Ma'abar the Shana. This time of year, they're already Ma'abar the Shana. So the answer is Gemara, no, they weren't. Chashuvei Mechashvi, Gluyei Lo Megalu. Beis Din is allowed to make the Cheshbon of Ibur Hashanah before Hashanah, but they're not allowed to be Megalu to the Tzibur until after Hashanah, so that people don't forget about it, that it doesn't cause some sort of Michshal. Says Gemara, Mai Mashma Dahayin Tziv Lishna Diarchu. How do I know that when he said that, you know, this Remiza, it's such a Remiza, how did Rav understand what they were saying? Nitziv means a month, and Nitziv means a pillar. So how did they know that it means a month? Because the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, "Uleshlomo shneimasar nitzivim al kol Yisrael v'chilkul asamelech v'zbeso chodesh bashana." The Shlomo Melech had 12 officers that were appointed over different regions of the country, and each of them was appointed to collect from their region a certain amount of money that was needed to support the king and his household for 1 month's period of time. So, since these nitzivim were appointed to supply the king with what he needed for a month, it was a good way to speak Beremiza, to refer to a month by a nitziv. Shlomo Melech, as the Navi reports, had incredibly high taxes, incredibly high demands on the people, and it was worth it for them because he was a tourist attraction. He with his great wisdom, he brought a lot of money into the economy, so it was worthwhile supporting his malchus. The problem was when Rechavim took over and the economy took a hit because of that, and Rechavim wanted to charge just as much, and he wanted even more. He wanted to double the taxes that Shlomo Melech charged. So anyway, so says Gemara Vaksiv Nitziv Echal Asher Ba'aretz. If there were after once we assume that there were 12 Nitzivim that were appointed on the 12 months, what was this extra Nitziv for? Rav Yehuda of Nachman Chalamer Echal Mumun Al Kulam, that there was one Nitziv who was appointed over the other 12. He was in charge of all of them. Chalamer Kenei Chodesh Yibor. No, they need an extra one for years that had 13 months. Meaning when you work on a 12-month system and you prepare yourself for a 12-month system, you need to put some mechanism in place for that 13th month. I think that's what they say from Chaim Kanievsky, that he works his finishing Kala Torah Kula on a 12-month system. So what do you do when there's a 13th month? Sit in battle for a month? No, so that's when he writes his Svarim, because he's got that extra month to be able to work with. When you're very regimented and you have everything worked out, so then you got to figure out, you got a cheshbon, what are you going to do with that extra month? Okay, there's a lot to say of your blood. Let's go back to Tanur Rabbanan. The Brisa says as follows: Ein ma'abrin es hashana lo mishana l'chaverta v'lo shalosh shanim zu achar zu. We referred to these halachs before, that a person is not allowed to be, the Bezin is not allowed to be ma'abr the shana if they know that they're going to need to be ma'abr next year. They cannot be ma'abr next year during this year. They can only be ma'abr this year during this year. Nor can they be ma'abr three consecutive years, because then everything's going to be messed up. Nisan in that third year is going to be in the middle of the summertime. It's going to be pushed too far back. You know, we always talk about, is Pesach early this year, is Pesach late this year, but it's always within reason. It's always within a certain range. But that would be crazy. You know, the craziest we ever get in our calendar, we had a couple of years ago where Hanukkah was on Thanksgiving. You know, but like, it's still within a certain basic range. Three years in a row, it's going to throw everything out of whack. Once Rabbi Kiva was in jail, and they were ma'aber 3 years in a row. So apparently, you see that you're allowed to be ma'aber 3 years consecutively, even though they're messing up the whole calendar. So Amrlo, the Chama said to Rabbi Shimon, Misham Raya, you think you're going to bring a Raya from that? Based in Yashav Kavu Achar Achas Achas Bismana, that they were not ma'aber 3 years zuachazu, but since Rabbi Akiva was a great Chacham and he was a Baki in Ibra Shana, and the Malchus wanted to kill him, so Beis Din sat with him to look into which of the coming years are going to need Ibor, so they were Kovea, the Ibor of coming 3 years. But it was never Ritzufim, it wasn't one right after the other. He was setting up the calendar in advance, which also you're not supposed to do ideally. But if you're going to lose Rabbi Akiva and you don't have any other option, so that's what they had to do. So that's at least how Rashi understands in his Lashon Rishon. Let's leave it at that. Let's assume that that's the explanation. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Rabban Shana Lo B'Shvi. You're not allowed to be ma'abar the shana during a Shemitah year, because during a Shemitah year you're not allowed to be Oved the Karka, so it's going to cause, again, undue hardship by people not being able to be Oved the Karka for an extra month. The Yad Ramah quotes from Yerushalmi that the reason you're not ma'abar during Shemitah is because Shemitah is Pata from Meiser, and the Chum didn't want to give us an extra exemption, meaning Rashi understands that it's to be extra nice to us, that we don't want, it's too much of a hardship not to work the ground for another month. The Yad Ramah understands, B'Shem Yerushalmi, no, it's to be harder on us. You're patur from Meisos during Shemitah. You can just go take whatever you want, and nothing is chayv in Meisos. They don't want to give us a patur from Meiser for an extra month. And then he quotes Yesh Mefarshim, which is really the Shitas Rambam in the fourth parak of Kiddush HaChodesh, that everyone's allowed to take Misvichei Shvius. So we have to be choshesh that you might not find grain for the Korban Omer and Shtei Alechem. So that's why you're not allowed to be Ma'abed the Shana during Shemitah. But also, says the Gemara, V'lo B'motzai Shvius, during the eighth year, since the old grain is gone from the sixth year, and they have to eat the eighth year grain. So if they're ma'aber the eighth year, it's going to cause an undue hardship by extending the isser of chadash, meaning all the old grain is already gone. So they're not going to have yashan to rely on. So we don't want to extend the isser of chadash more than necessary. Emasai regilin la'aber erev shvius, the year that was most commonly a Shana Muberes was the sixth year. And that way they had an extra month to prepare for Shemitah, an extra month of Avodas HaKarka. However, Shal Beis Rabban Gamliel Ayu Ma'abrin B'Motzai Shviz. Beis Rabban Gamliel, they would even be Ma'aber in the eighth year, and they were not worried about the fact that they're being Marich the Isra of Chadash, because they held that you're allowed to bring food from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they could always do that, meaning that that's why we have trade. We have the ability to import from other places. So since you're able to do that, they didn't think it was such a shas al chak. And really, this is a machlokas of a different machlokas tanaim. The tanya ein mivin yerek mechutz laaretz. Rabbi Seinu itiru. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from chutz laaretz, according to the Tanakama, or grain either. It's all the same logic. And the Rabbi Seinu were matir. My benayu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu choshen legushay and ikav benayu. What they're really arguing about is when you bring vegetables, are clods of earth coming from chutz laaretz with those vegetables, and the chamor gozer tuma because of safek kvarim, there goes a tuma on Eretz Ha'amim. So they're afraid about bringing more tuma into Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be metameh all the taros of Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakhama says you have to worry about this, and therefore you're not allowed to import produce. And Rabbi Seinu were not particularly concerned about this. You know, if you bring Yerek from Eretz Ha'amim, and then you'll bring part of the gush, you'll bring some dirt from there as well. So because that's how when you uproot vegetables, that's what happens. You get clods of earth with it. But l'chora, when it comes to tavua, is that really a concern? How do you when you learn the Malachas of Shabbos, you know, you have those Malachas of Shabbos books and they describe ketzira. So they show a magal yad. What's a magal? It's like this sharp instrument that's like a semicircle, and they cut the tavua. They're not yanking it out of the ground. There are no clods of earth that are coming up with the tavua. So the Yad Rama writes that it's not a kasha, because since it can't be that you're not going to have any dirt with it. There's always going to be some dirt with it. So all of that dirt is going to combine together, and it's going to be a shear of tumah. Plus, he says in some places maybe there are no egg to pick the tavua that way. So once we make the gzera about yarek, we make it about tavua as well. That you're not allowed let it import it from chutz laaretz on account of the tuma, will hold that you're not allowed to import tavua either. What's the tuma? Once there goes with the tuma, even though the concern is kvarim, so how many kvarim come up with the vegetable when you pull? So even though that was the concern, but once there goes with the tuma, there goes there that the dirt itself is metame ba'ohel. So we don't want to bring in that tuma. That's how Rashi says that the dirt itself is metame ba'ohel. Tosas asks that Maseches Ahilos, it says Eretz Ha'amim is not metame ba'ohel, it's only metame b'maga and masa, not ba'ohel. So it also has to deal with that. Why Rashi says that the dirt itself is metame ba'ohel. Okay, vaiter. Tan Rabban, Eim Rabban is shanu b'nei atuma. If Bezin sees that the majority of the tzibur is tame and will be tame at the time of that Kravos Karban Pesach, and they're not going to have time to become tar beforehand, you're not ma'abr the shana for that purpose alone, so that they'll be able to do the Karban Pesach b'tara. Rather, you do the Pesach b'tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's a plenty good reason to be Ma'abr the Shana on account of Tuma. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'isa b'chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shibir HaShana M'nei Tuma. One time Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda was Ma'abr the Shana because of Tuma. Bikesh Rachamim Al Atzmo, and he davened that he should be forgiven for a sin. Dechsev, ki mar b'sa'am rabas me'afrayim u'menashe yisachar zvulin lo hi taharu ki achlu es ha-pesach b'lo kakosov ki yispal chizkiyo aleim le'mar Hashem atov yechaper ba'ad. That since most of the people were tummy, Chizkiyahu was ma'abr the shana, but afterwards he realized that it was shalok ha'alacha, and they all ate the Karban Pesach at the wrong time, so he davened for himself. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im ibnei tuma ibrua mu'beres. No, if he was ma'abr because of tuma, that would be perfectly fine. There's no avera. El m'nei ma'bikesh rachamim la'atzmo. No, you know why he was really davening for rachamim, why he really thought he did an avera? Shein ma'abr nela adar ru'i ber nisan v'nisan. You're not allowed to be ma'abr any other month other than adar, and he was ma'abr nisan in Nisan. So that was his real problem. He wasn't Ma'abr the Shana at all. Why was he Mevakesh Rachamim? Because he told Klal Yisrael to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Rav of the Tzibur was Tameh when they did Pesach Rishon. He said, okay, so you don't do Pesach Rishon, do Pesach Sheni. That's against the Halacha. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Rav of the Tzibur is Tameh. They should do Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. And that's what he needed Kapara for. So now we're going to go back and explain the Braisa. Amar Ma, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ma'abrin. Alma Isle the Rabbi Yehuda Tuma Dechuyah Hi B'tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana because of Tuma. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tuma is Dechuyah B'tzibur, meaning that even though you're in a Chinami, if Rav of the Tzibur is Tuma, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni, but we don't like to do that. It's with the Krechts that we do that. We'd much prefer to be able to have everyone bring B'tahara. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. You have to be Ma'abr the Shana to do it properly and not to rely on some Dechuyah. But don't Mitzvah. We have a brisa that tells us that sits of the Kohen Gadol. That's mechaper for all the Kabbanos that are Tamei, Bein Sheyeshnal Mitzvah, Bein Sheyeshnal Mitzvah, Meratzeh, whether it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not, it works. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odal Mitzvah Meratzeh, only while it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol is Meratzeh, Ein Odal Mitzvah, Ein Meratzeh. If it's not on his head, it's not Meratzeh. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that if the tzitz is not on his head, that it's not Meratzeh? Kohen Gadol be Yomai Kippurim Yochiach, Shein Odal Mitzvah, he's not wearing the big days of, he doesn't have the tzitz on his head, Meratzeh, and still, if there's some tumah on one of the Karbanos, it works. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hanach Yomai Kippurim, can't bring a riot from Yomai Kippurim, Shetumah Hutra Bitzibur, because tumah is Hutra Bitzibur. So you don't need Kapara Satzit. But a Karban Yachid requires Kapara. Karban Yachid, you don't have Tumah Hutra Bitzibur. So bottom line is, you see from Abudah in the Braisa that he holds not Tumah Tuchuya Bitzibur, but Tumah Hutra Bitzibur. So you don't have to come up with Eitzas. How am I going to bring the Karban Pesach Bitara? It's Hutra. So good. Bring it Bitumah. So says Mara Lutaymech, according to that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yirmabra the Shana because of Tumah. And that's why we have a stira from tzitz, tikshi lachi gufa. You can ask the kasha in the brisa itself. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abrin, that yimabra the shana on account of tuma, v'amer Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yehuda goes on to say, ma'isab chizkiyam al chidu shibir as shana m'nei atuma, ubikishrachim amal atzmo. That he's ma'abra the shana based on tuma, and he davened for himself because of that he did something wrong. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, they are ma'abra the shana b'tuma, and chizkiyam, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, you are allowed to do it. So he did kiddin. Why does he have to daven for kapara? Eloch yisurim echsa. Something's missing from this brisa. V'achi katani. Here's what the brisa should say. Ein marvin shan me'atuma. V'mibrua mu'beres. B'di'eved, according to the Tanakama, it would work if you do it mipnei atuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein mu'beres. Even b'di'eved, it doesn't work because tumos hutra legamri b'tzibur. And therefore, you know, there's no reason whatsoever to be marvin shan on account of tuma. So would even b'di'evad it doesn't work. Then Vam Rabbi Yehuda, then he quotes the story of Chizkiyahu of asking for kapara for doing this terrible thing. So frankly, Gemara ihachi Rabbi Shimon amnei atuma yibrua mu'beres haynu tanakama. But then Rabbi Shimon comes and says, if they did it mipnei atuma, it does work b'di'evad. That's exactly what the tanakama said, that you're not supposed to do, but it works b'di'evad. So Amar Rabbi lechadchila ikibinayu. No, tanakama and Rabbi Shimon disagree whether lechadchila you're allowed to be ma'abr mipnei atuma. According to the tanakama, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, yes. Rabbi Shimon says, im ibnei atuma ibrua mu'uberes. Sounds like it's only a b'di'evet. Yeah, that's agav divrei Rabbi Yehuda, he says that. But he really means that even l'chadchila, you're allowed to be ma'aber mipnei atuma. Tani nami achi en marmin shon mipnei atuma l'chadchila. Rabbi Shimon omer ma'abrin. That is explicit. The Braisa says, Tanakama holds l'chadchila, you're not allowed to be ma'aber mipnei atuma. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you are. El me ma'bikesh rachim malatzmo. So why then was Chizkiyahu davening for himself for a kapara? Shein Rabin ala Adar v'uiber Nisan b'Nisan, because you're only supposed to be ma'aber Adar. He was ma'aber Nisan. So Mar Shein Rabin ala Adar v'uiber Nisan b'Nisan. V'lasei l'Chizkiyahu chodesh zelchem zan Nisan vein acher Nisan. How did he make such an obvious mistake? Meaning, everyone knows the drasha pasuk says a chodesh zelchem that once we're kovea the chodesh Nisan, you're no longer allowed to be ma'aber the shana and call it chodesh Adar. Once you called it chodesh Nisan, it can't become Adar Bay. So how did he make such a basic mistake? Says Gemara Tabid de Shmuel. It wasn't such a basic mistake. It was a sophisticated mistake. Damar Shmuel, Ein Marbin Shana B'Yom Shloshim Shal Adar. Shmuel says, you're not allowed to be Marbin Shana when it's already the 30th day of Adar, Halva Roy Lekavo Nisan. Since the 30th day of Adar could already be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'yu Savar Halva Roy La'amrinan. He says, it could be, but it's not. It's not Chodesh Nisan. So he wasn't worried about it and he was Ma'abrin. That's where he made the mistake. It wasn't actually Nisan. It was a day that could have been Nisan. Tani nami yachi en marbin eschan biyom shosh b'shal adar hol v'roi l'kov v'nisan. So that price supports Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Yudom Rishim Rabbi Shimon mipnei shehesi es Yisrael lasas Pesach Sheni. The second sheet of what he had done wrong was that he advised Klal Yisrael to do Pesach Sheni. So hey chidami, what was his mistake that he advised them to do Pesach Sheni? Amar Ravashi, meaning what was he thinking? Go and show Yisrael mechze tmeim mechze tarim v'nashem ashlimus tarim va'od fasalehem. Klal Yisrael, the men of the Jewish people were exactly 50-50 Tameh and Tahar, but more women were Tahar, and that would have swung the scale a little bit. So Meikara Savar Nashim Barishon Chova. He thought women are Chayv in Pesach Rishon Min HaTorah, and therefore they get counted in the Cheshbon, Davim Miyutan Tameh. So it turns out that the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tahar, and only a minority is Tameh. Umiyutan Mitchul Pesach Sheni, and the halach is that a minority gets pushed off for Pesach Sheni. Then he realized that Nashim and Pesach Rishon are only Rishos, and they're not Chayiv in Pesach Min HaTorah, and therefore they don't get counted into the Cheshbon, and therefore the Rov Ha'am is Tameh, so Rov is not pushed to Pesach Sheni. So that's where he made his mistake. Okay, we'll have to get more into this later. One of the major discussions the Achronim have, the Poskim have in this Sugya, is the idea that they're willing to be Ma'abr D'Shana in order that Karm Pesach should be done in a better way. In order to come, so that's a question that a lot of Achronim discuss. If you have Zviz Makdim in the mitzvahs versus doing a mitzvah better later, what do you do? Do you do it earlier or do you do it better later? They waited for the animals to get older. It's Nogea this time of year. Should we do Kiddush Levana now when we're Nebuch in a state of sadness, or should we wait till after Tisha B'Av when we're able to do it with greater hiddush? That's all part of that discussion. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Kufa.